Hello, and welcome back to another great episode of Garden Talk. I'm your host, Queen Mother. And today, I want to talk about the flip side of the Peter Pan and Wendy syndrome. I want to speak shortly about Wendy's point of view. The Wendy's perspective is often associated with codependency, which is a pattern of behavior where an individual puts the needs and wants of others above their own. This can lead to an excessive focus on taking care of others and a neglect of their own well-being. Individuals with the Wendy's perspective may have a strong sense of obligation to care for others, and may feel guilty or ashamed if they don't. They may struggle to set boundaries and say no to others, and may put up with mistreatment or abuse in order to avoid conflict or keep the peace. In relationships, individuals with the Wendy's perspective may play a caretaking role and may struggle to assert their own needs and desires. They may also have difficulty with self-care and self-compassion, and may feel guilty for taking time for themselves or doing things that they enjoy. It is important to note that while codependency and the Wendy's perspective can be problematic and lead to negative outcomes, individuals who exhibit these patterns of behavior can also be incredibly caring and compassionate, and may have a strong desire to help others. With the right support and resources, it is possible for individuals with the Wendy's perspective to learn to prioritize their own needs and take care of themselves in a healthy and balanced way. Now, as I look at this essay about the Wendy's perspective, it brings to my mind that me, myself, have the Wendy syndrome, and many other women that I know, especially mothers, not excluding men, because men also can be compassionate and can be nurturers as well. But one thing I want to leave with you, and I want you to think about, is that having the Wendy syndrome can cause you to forget about self. It can leave you in a state of despair. It can leave you in a state of confusion. And it can lead you in a state of not being able to balance nurturing and caring for others, and also caring for yourself. One thing that I notice is that when you are overly extending yourself to children, mothers, aunts, grandmothers, husbands, friends, you exhaust yourself and you burn out. So one thing I want to leave with you today is please understand that there's nothing wrong with having the Wendy syndrome. There's nothing wrong with being compassionate, being caring, and looking out for everybody else. But what you have to learn to do is balance it. Learn how to say no. Learn how to say not today. Learn how to say I'm not available. Learn how to just don't take on everybody else's burden. Because if you don't balance the Wendy syndrome and you don't balance the over nurturing, then you will overexhaust yourself and you will burn out. Thank you. Again, I want to thank you for listening to another great episode of Garden Talk. I am your host, Queen Mother, and I hope you found this episode intriguing and innovative. Please feel free to leave comments below and subscribe. Until next time, we appreciate your ear and your time.